Workman Mabel, St. Helena, California, October 6, 1911. Mrs. Mabel Workman, Loma Linda, California. My dear granddaughter Mabel, I have just read your letter, and I thank you for your prompt reply. I have a deep interest in your welfare. Your mother bade me have a special care over you, saying, "For my sake, mother, take charge of Mabel. She is an independent little soul, but if she is under your guardianship, I shall feel at rest concerning her." Your mother's solicitude in behalf of her children was very deep. I promised her that both Mabel and Ella should have my care, and that Mabel should be my special charge. Then we prayed together for the mother and the children, and the blessing of the Lord came in, and His Spirit filled the room. The place seemed filled with the presence of holy angels. At the same time, Elder Olson was dying a short distance from where we were watching over your mother. The hours spent with these dying saints are distinctly before my mind today. I am confident that we shall meet them in the morning of the resurrection. Your mother was a faithful worker. She stood by my side when I was overworked and much in need of help. I left much of the caretaking to her. Your father has been faithful to the work laid upon him. He is my counselor. I have been shown that the Lord gives him special guidance. You have the capabilities of your father and mother in a large degree. Ella also is capable, and you both need to be guarded that you do not become overcharged with responsibilities and lose your faith and courage. You are ever to remember that you are the Lord's property. I write these particulars that you may understand my deep interest in you and Ella. I am pleased that you are engaged in the Lord's work. If you are faithful in your service for God, you will meet your mother in the heavenly courts. I am looking forward to that glad morning when mother and children shall meet again. You will be greatly blessed as you strive to meet the requirements of the Lord. I ask you to study the first chapter of 2 Peter. These words are written to all the faithful in Christ Jesus, that they may be encouraged to strive earnestly for the promises. If we will fulfill the conditions laid down in this chapter, working on the plan of addition, adding grace to grace, God will work for us on the plan of multiplication. If these things be in you and abound, the apostle writes, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verses 8 to 11. I have you and Ella in remembrance, and I greatly desire that you both, with your husbands, shall form characters after the divine similitude, and make your lives a blessing to those with whom you associate. I pray that nothing may be neglected by either of you, but that you shall be made a blessing in your homes in the fulfilling of your marriage vows. In Christ, you will find a present help in every time of need. Cultivate the moral and intellectual powers. Study the Word of God diligently. This book contains a wonderfully interesting history, and it points out the way of salvation through Christ. Read and obey its instruction. Salvation is gained by obedience to the Word of God and faith in Christ's redeeming grace. Christ is your guide to the higher and better life. Follow Him earnestly, faithfully in this life, and then at His coming, you will be prepared to receive the finishing touch of immortality.